Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Lights, camera, chemical reaction.
Attracted to a body alive and fast. Thank the Most High for the higher, high passion. My order was killer, couture, denim assassin.
Am I douchebag or just another do-rag? Trying to get ahead on some brand new ways for your entertainment. Money is the language, so every time I speak, I'm trying to make another payment. I do them dirty. And get a dirt nap, that works. Tell my P.O. ask me where I work at. Think I would've learned that. Sleeping in the bird trap, living on a run like somebody trying to burn fat. I don't give a f***. Now maybe that's abstinence or the arrogance of someone who ain't got s***. That think money over bitches is a stock tip.
I live in the trap, things go crack. Wake up in the bus with a box of Applejack. Everybody acts all that, but I got the feeling he ain't never coming back. So I got an angel to answer my prayer, floating on a cloud that ain't blowing the air. Nobody wins, but nobody cares. They just walk out when the people cheer.
I'm down to $95, that's the extent of my riches. Out of 99 problems, 98 of them is out here hollering. What's ironic is I've honestly been trying to do what's right, but some joint legs in the air tonight like Phil Collins. I'm a sex addicted introvert, sucker for a pencil skirt, looking for a shorty coming from work that I can pervert. On my existential grind, doing consequential dirt, searching for physical pleasure if I don't go mental first. Molly popping, trolley hopping, know somebody probably watching, that ain't stopping me from copping a pill, karate chopping in this after hours spot, watching mommy body rocking. First I feed her vodka shots, then she eat my Johnny, been living fast, fifth in cash, one of them even had the audacity to ask me how long this thing would last. I said, you wanna pay for class, get on that stage and shake your ass. She keep a in a box in an emergency, break the glass. I make her laugh, she makes it clap, and then she gives me laughs, dances, and I'm thankful that she keeps providing a place for me to be unfaithful at.
I live in the trap, things don't crack. Wake up in the bus with a box of Applejack. Everybody acts like God is all that, but I got the feeling he ain't never coming back. So I got an angel to answer my prayer, floating on a cloud that ain't blowing the air. Nobody wins, but nobody cares. They just want blood when the people cheer.
TM Hyman Radio Live, welcome to the show. It's a Combo Wednesday night. It is 9:04 in Tampa, Florida, coming to you live tonight. Man, we lost a great one, author Maya Angelou. Man, she was introduced to the world with her most notable back in 1969. It was called I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings. Then she came back in 1978 with And Still I Rise. Well, you know what? Before that, there was one in 1974 she wrote, Gather Together in My Name, and then And Still I Rise, so that we do not cut her short of any of her great works. 1981, she came back with The Heart of a Woman, and then in 2013, she published what would be her last book, one of five, Mom and Me and Mom. Again, about 6 hours ago, ladies and gentlemen, the world, the entire planet lost one of the dearest to our hearts, Miss Maya Angelou. But first, all the way live from Plant City, give it up, hot chocolate, welcome to the show. What up, Mama?
Yes, how's everybody doing? Rest in peace in paradise, Maya. One of her favorite works, or one of her most notable, to me, phenomenal woman, I think should also be mentioned in
that. Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And again, I was just looking at, again, you know, some of, you know, what came up as some of the most popular. There were
right.
a lot of works from my poems and a lot of books. Thank you for mentioning that. And again, I was not trying to box her into just those works. Man, I can't. I thought she was going to live forever.
Me too.
You know, we know that's not possible. We all have to go.
Right,
but I think we love her so much. We thought she was going to live forever. All the way live from the DMV. Give it up, that dude, Safe James. Welcome to the show.
Well, what up? What's the word? What it do?
Sabo, what's up?
What it be like, people?
Scooting along.
We got to cheer up, man. Celebrate the life, man. Don't mourn the loss. Celebrate the life,
absolutely.
Man. We got to cheer
absolutely.
Up. She ain't got to fight no more. You know what
well,
I mean?
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Absolutely. Well, understand this. My mood is not just somber for this, but it's a stormy night here in Tampa. I'm
yes,
sure like half the region of Florida right now is stormy, so we laid back, we chilling. But I absolutely concur. We are celebrating the life. I mean, we loved her. She you know, she earned our love. She earned our respect. And again, I mean, 80 plus years, 86 years old. That's a long life.
Yeah,
that's a long life.
Mm-hmm.
You did a lot.
Yeah, had a good run. Strong run.
Very
strong run.
Very much.
No doubt. Madam CeeLo Boston may stop in, may not, depending on how she feels. Big up to DD coming live out of Florida tonight with her health and wellness segment. She may pop in, she may not. Nevertheless, hey, tonight we're talking about the great Maya Angelou, who has flown home. And we're going to talk about T.I. and Floyd Mayweather, who recently stood off out in Vegas, with a whole bunch of speculation around that. I mean, chairs flying, you know. But I'm looking at T.I., I'm looking at Mayweather. I'm looking at T.I., I'm looking at Mayweather. I'm looking at T.I., and I'm like, for real, T.I.?
But you know what, though? Truth be told, they're really almost about the same size, man. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather got a few more. Because you got to remember, Mayweather's only like with the
I'm not
weight.
Looking at their size.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not looking at their
I'm
size.
Not...
I'm looking at their occupation.
No, I could dig it. But, you know, I understand it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. But, you know,
hey.
At the same time, you know, hey. I don't know about that. We got a lot of heart to go after that man, the undisputed champ, 46 times. And, you know, people tried, nobody has prevailed yet. Yeah, I definitely tip my hat to him for that. Definitely tip my
no
hat
doubt.
To him for that.
It's different
no
when
doubt.
You fight no for baby mama. So
Heart is right.
Yeah, but who is over, I kind of question the motive. That's just me personally.
Well, let's pause. We'll come back. We'll keep it going. It's 9:08 T.I. Muhammad Radio Live. Interesting. This is interesting.
Bring me down. what you wanna do. Here come bad news, talking this and that.
Radio Live 9 p.m. Yep. And that is one of the many dope, happy remixes. Pharrell floating around. Thanks, Dave James, for that bit of hotness right there.
Oh,
again, 9:12 p.m. here on TM Hama Radio. Mm-hmm. Is Wednesday Hump Day. We are here in the building. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is General T.M. Hyman, Sage James on the wheels. Didi coming up shortly with your health and wellness segment. And if you, you know like I know, you will stick around and keep your ears and eyes tuned to T.M. Hyman Radio Live as well as the T.M. Hyman Radio mm-hmm. website for information that we will be bringing to you on how to reduce and eliminate your student loan debt. Reduce. I made a new word.
You at church, Scott? Woman, thou art reduced.
All right. In the third pew, you know how I do.
Hey, yo. Hey, congratulations to Ryan Hunter Ray, who is the winner of that 2014 8500. Yep, we watch it. We like speed. I like speed anyway. Hey, again, big up Ryan Hunter Ray. He's the winner of the Indy 500 mm-hmm. 2014. Yo,
yeah.
I mean, I like speed, but I could never like race in the Indy 500. But I love watching it because it's
yeah.
like the, I mean it's like it's crazy.
I'd be afraid to even do one of those ride-alongs at a lower speed just because it's on the Indy track. I'm just that intimidated by it.
You chump.
No, I love it.
I am.
Is that I am?
Yep.
Hey, if you tuned in tonight, and we appreciate you for rocking with us. Hump Day, Wednesday, of course, we are discussing the fact that our beloved Maya Angelou has flown away. And, you know, we're going to share some Maya quotes, as well as one of her most popular. We got a clip tonight to share with you. We're also talking about the standoff that took place out in Vegas between T.I. and Floyd Mayweather over T.I.'s wife. Go figure. And the story's kind of crazy. And so Sabe alluded to the root cause before the last break. And the root cause is pretty suspect, brother.
Yeah, say the least. Yeah, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know, I said I can't, you know, fault anybody for how they feel about individuals, one man's junk, another man's treasure, okay, sera, sera. I'm just saying, this is just me, and apparently a lot of other people feel the same premonitions that I have as far as, a lot of people don't think mine's that popping for real to, one, be on the front line like that with him, and two, to be going, really messing with a lot of bones in your body going up against a professional boxer named Floyd Mayweather Jr. You know what I'm saying? That's something I really wouldn't, just jump in the ring with literally and figuratively, personally. You know what I mean? And, like I said, I just always question the attraction. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
You're not jumping in the ring with Floyd over your wife?
Look, man, Floyd smacked my wife. I'm asking her.
Answer the question. Yeah, I'm about to say I'm saying. Just answer the question, yes or no.
No, probably not. No.
Wow, really?
I mean, I probably will, but I don't know. It depends on the knee jerk. I can't speak hypothetically because I'm thinking. I'm able to think about it. Times like that, you don't think. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't know, man. I mean, for real, you gotta really be honest with it. You gonna jump in the floor? You gonna jump in the ring with Floyd Mayweather? You, Virginia? Seriously, will you do it? No, what I mean, regardless, he's gonna kick you out of the way.
I'm not fighting over a woman. I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying you're missing the point. I'm asking Regina, would you do it?
Well, why are you asking me as a woman? Why would I do that?
Will you jump in there with Layla Ali? She pinch your man ass. What you gonna do? You gonna jump out there with her?
No, I'm going to, jokingly say, Layla, don't do that crap no more. I'm saying homegirl, ha, ha, ha. But I'm being honest. Listen.
So am I. Now, and I don't think that makes me less of a man is to count the stuff
my
horses.
I never said that. I just asked you to answer
the
question.
Is, I'm just saying, it makes me feel like that because I know it's a manly pride thing that I have. I ain't scared of nobody. I really ain't scared of nobody, but I just kind of reevaluate. I know how to pick my battles wisely. Come down to it. I ain't going to willingly jump out there in a ring with a bear like that.
Well, yeah, he is a little baby black bear, too. Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what I respect about T.I. is the fact that, I mean, it doesn't matter. It seems like, he's not, trying to put on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's responding because he's standing up for what he feels is right as a man. And that's
absolutely
his disposition as a little dude. You know, as a little dude, I mean, clearly, he can still, hold it down for himself. It's just interesting to see such a little dude with like you said, Steve, such a big heart to where he really doesn't even care. You're the champion of the world. He don't even care.
He's
the champion of the world.
He's fighting
over right now. That's what I'm saying, but that's why I'm saying, initially I had to preface the comment with I can't speak to hypotheticals because you really don't know what you're going to do until you're in that situation. You know, it may not matter. If it's like something that totally violates it, it may not matter who it is. But if it's something that's in passing,
agree.
You know what I'm saying? If it's something that's in passing that he's just trying to do just to flex his muscles or whatever, just to try to pull me out of character, then that's one thing. You know what I mean? But if it's something that he's totally violated and just jumped out the window with it, and you never know what's going to happen. Instinct may kick in, and I may fly.
Well,
I think
every man, every married man, should stand up for his wife as long as she's his wife. Period. Every time, all day, every day.
Right.
That's what he did, regardless of who he was. Period. And I mean, at the end of the day, even if he was pummeled by Floyd Mayweather, it wouldn't be because he was scared. And
right,
he wasn't standing up.
He stood up.
That's right.
Moms raised me to absolutely go out that way. I don't care if you get beat down. You got beat down while you was trying to fight back.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I had to preface the statement. You know what I mean, with that. You never know. It depends on the situation. Hypotheticals. Can't speak to hypotheticals. If it's out the window, then you're probably so.
Yeah.
There's something that's been calculated to try to mess with me.
Right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You can have that, boss.
I mean, but so when you say let's talk about that and expound a little bit though, because when you say calculated, right? I mean, what I find interesting is, I mean, Floyd, in my opinion, now did Floyd recently win a fight or did he lose a fight?
He just won a fight.
Okay. I didn't see the fight, so I'm asking probing questions. I'm asking clarifying questions. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or funny. Did he win by a landslide or did he bail out?
No. No, it was a decision.
Okay.
But the thing about it is a lot of pundits that was watching the fight and spoke on it was saying that he was clearly distracted because of his personal dealings with his BM, you know what I'm saying, his baby moms and everything like that.
Let me
clarify this and then I'll open it up. I only wanted to clarify that point only to say that, you know, anybody can become easily distracted and knocked off their high horse. That's the first point. But number two, Floyd seems to be in the news, you know, battling back and forth with rappers these days over their girls frequently. So it goes back to your point about, you know, is he taunting them? You know, is this a media stunt? You know, because one thing about money Mayweather, you know, knows how to stay relevant.
So that's what you said. You going with the calculated when I brought that point up.
So I'm just saying, you know, he's a dude. He's a fighter. He knows how to distract. He knows how. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He knows how to
manipulate
the
situation.
Pull people outside of themselves.
Yeah.
So,
I was completely distracted anyway because, as far as I knew, it was he and Nelly who were kind of battling back and forth behind his ex-baby or the ex-chick and Ashanti. So I'm trying to figure out where this thing with Tiny even came up from. And after doing a little bit more digging, from what I'm being told, they had some dealings, I guess, back before her and T.I. got married. Well, they, you know,
that had to be a long time ago,
before they started having kids, we'll say.
I'm not trying to speculate because I don't know, right? All I'm just saying is behavior-wise, you know, but behavior-wise, you know, again, I'm just spinning off of something that say you said in reference to, again, you know, the calculation of it all. Is it calculated? Is he just trying to, you know, get under the skin?
I mean, I would say yes, but who specifically? Is it just rappers in general? Are you just out for,
well,
you know?
And you know what? And you know what, to that point, I mean, cut you off, Gina, but to that point, though, that you're saying, though, T is that's making, that may have made him fly off the handle even more because he probably pinned it that this might be a quote-unquote calculated move. And he's like, now he's trying to pull me into it. And then, maybe if that is how the whole situation transpired, then yes, then I can definitely understand why he jumped out the window like that, regardless of who it was. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a blatant play. You know what I'm saying? If that was how it played out, which is all speculation now. It's all hypothetical.
Yeah, because the newspaper would make you believe, the read of it all would make you believe that Tiny referenced, you know, Mayweather as her new boo. At a birthday party, and so, you know, that's speculation at the end of the day. You know, I mean, you know, we don't know.
And to first,
what we do know is Mayweather, you know, was just beefing with Nelly last month. I mean, come on, dude.
And not to mention, he was beefing with 50 Cent a couple months before that.
Hey, we're going to take a pause, come right back, and talk about the worst pitch ever. Get out of here.
Oh,
You say you want a pretty angel, but you got me out here living in hell. You say you want a pretty angel. turn the lights off, you heard me? Cause all I want is me, all she want is she. They say we chill out in Boca Raton for say a week. Smoke the better trees, all go Jesus. Send me them nasty pics, my women be so prestigious. Tell me the things you need, places you wanna see. Till we get filthy rich, Lionel Richie, but still a G. Tell by what's on my feet, tell him by how I move. It's terrible when I'm rough, it's wonderful when it's smooth. Rules of engagement, candles lit in the basement. Leather in all the cars, Bel Air every occasion. Versace on my back, belt in my feet. It's still double M every day of this week. Black bottle boy, let me sweep you off your feet. Red bottom boss, half a ticket every week.
Talk is cheap, and flowers die.
Classic beat right here. Classic beat, that Luchini joint. But one day I'm going to put on the original sample where they got their beat from. When I'm going to do that for y'all one day. I'm going to dig in the crates one night. We're going to dig in the crates one night, and we're going to go through the samples, some sample music. But it is 8:29 in Indiana, where they look like they're about to get knocked out of this playoffs. Miami is up 31-28 right now.
Yeah, it's a wrap for this.
Don't forget that
they were
always a chance.
Once they got down 3-1, it was over for them. You know what I'm saying? Once they got down 2-1, I thought it was over. You know what I mean? And it sickens me to see them go back to the finals again. I understand what people was feeling like when the Bulls were winning. I know what they went through.
Why do we hate to see them go back to the finals? Go
only because, and just hear me on this, and then we'll get back to the point, and we'll get to the next segment. Only because he couldn't do it by himself. That's my only thing. That's my only thing. Answer me one question honestly. We are all, you know, 30 plus on this show, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
We watched basketball transition from what it was in the late 80s to early 90s to what it is right now. Would this man LeBron James, polarizing player that he
is
in the days.
Of course not. Against Pippen and Hill and Jordan and no, of course not.
I'm not talking about talent-wise. I'm talking about toughness-wise.
No.
Thank you. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. And that's the only thing. That's the only hang-up I have with the young man. And he's the best at it right now. I'm never going to take that away from him. He's the best at it right now. He's the biggest softy, biggest twinkie I've ever seen in my life. This dude is soft on the inside, B. I'm talking about you, the biggest, baddest wolf on the court, and you cry for fouls and flop whenever the opportunity is
If it worked for Dennis Rodman, why?
Get your facts straight, Ma. Dennis Rodman was taking charges, and he was going up against centers
We got LeBron is going against people smaller than him. That's my point.
It's just the point of the floppy and being soft. It's the floppy, and maybe it's just an act, a show.
No, it's not. It's his character.
Okay.
He's a soft dude. Everybody knows that. That's why he had to run and get with two other All-Stars to get a championship. But anyway, all the way, I don't know where she is.
Miami
right
all day. Miami Heat all day.
MIA from the Yay. All the way from the Yay. We're going to have Double D's bring us our health and wellness segment whenever you are ready.
Miami all
take
day.
It there. Yeah, I mean, if they're gonna do it. They're going to do it in the Eastern Conference. I don't know what's going to happen when they get to the finals. If they see OKC, then they're playing on another level right now. They might have their number. I don't know. I'm not going to go against the champs. I'm just saying.
Indiana,
I'm not rooting for them right now. I'm just saying I'm not rooting for them.
Pacers. Okay, Dee Dee.
Y'all show up?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, another thing I'll let
forget the
now.
Intro. Yeah. I'm going to just start talking. I'm going to just start talking. Good evening. What's happening, family? I'm so happy to be here. It's hump day. Woo-woo. Okay. I'm just saying, save is on. Leave LeBron alone.
Yeah.
Hey,
get your money, son. Do your thing, B. Do your thing, son.
Okay.
It's not a fan of that. That's
hilarious. All right. Tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you today from First for Women magazine. I was reading a very interesting article, and I just felt very compelled to share it with everybody. And hopefully it won't take me as long to get the article out as it did to get me the intro, to get the intro out. So here we go. I'm going to let our listeners know tonight how to feel your best effortlessly. And what I really liked about this particular article was everything in here that they had to speak about was all natural. And, you know, I am an all natural advocate. So tonight, these are six different ways that you can feel your best, different things that you can do when you're going through certain situations. Let me drop these on you real quick. One, you want to nix anxiety. When raindrops start falling as you're out and about, take a few slow, deep breaths to calm your nerves. Science shows inhaling the scent of rain increases the brain's output of common serotonin, easing anxiety in minutes. And, of course, they have indoor modifications, which are not as natural. You do have to pay by a rain-scented candle. It will do the same, have the same effect. Number two, a way to you want to enhance your focus, find the rose and take a few slow, deep sniffs. Neurologists say roses, aromatic oils, stimulate the decision-making, problem-solving part of your brain, the cerebral cortex, and this will help you feel 25% more alert and sharp for up to 2 hours. Of course, they have a modification for that as well, and you can get some rose essential oil or some rose-scented lotion and put it on your neck and arms, but again, that will cost you. It's not an all-natural thing. Number three, another way, a way that you can beat cravings all naturally. The easy way to ward off cravings, regularly inhale the aroma of pineapple. Chinese researchers report that pineapple's volatile organic compounds stimulate the brain's satiety center, helping you feel full on a smaller, lighter meal. And, that was number three. Number four is if you want to induce calm, and this is very interesting. However, I will say this. If you have an allergy to this all-natural thing, you may not want to use this remedy. Way to induce calm. Seasonal barometric fluxes and raising temperatures tax the central nervous system, revving the production of the stress hormone cortisol. The aromatic compounds released by freshly cut grass soothe the brain's anxiety center, helping women, I don't know about for men, however, science would say for women, feel serene, often in as little as 2 minutes. But again, if you are allergic and if this is a severe allergy for you, you may not want to do that. Consult your doctor on that one. And number five, and this is a way to ease indigestion. This one is just a little bit long. Just bear with me for a second. It's all good information, however, because the number six when I read number six, you have to wait for it. It's too ridiculous. Needless to say, you want to ease indigestion. The risk of indigestion troubles double in the summer and spring. However, researchers point out a surprising way to soothe your GI distress, and you want to do that by digging into some dirt. So if you're not into gardening, you may want to get into gardening. Doing so daily helps ease even chronic belly upset in as little as 1 week. And the reason is because inhaling a healthy bacteria found in soil called Mycobacterium vacae activates the branch of the nervous system that optimizes the production of digestive enzymes. And it works to settle the stomach and ward off future discomfort. So, again, if you got some soil in your house, you know, some potted plants, you can do that. If not, you know, go outside and garden. Pick up a new hobby. And number six, if you are feeling blue, and we all have those days, whether we're ladies and we're PMSing or we're men and somebody just broke our heart, we are feeling blue. And what do you do to feel better? Okay. The physiological stress of keeping the body cool or feeling blue can sap the output of the happiness-boosting alpha waves. But researchers have discovered a fun remedy, inhaling the distinctive aroma of Kool-Aid. What? Kool-Aid, everybody. Kool-Aid. I think everybody on this show has grown up on Kool-Aid. The red, the purple, it don't have flavors. It's just red and purple and orange. You know.
Yup. Yup.
Mm-hmm. There you go, and there lemonade. You go. You want to inhale Kool-Aid. The scent of the childhood favorite has shown to quickly increase the production of alpha waves, helping the subjects that they did the study on feel more upbeat in as little as 3 minutes. So that was my favorite. So go get some Kool-Aid. Keep some type of Kool-Aid in the drawer.
You inhaling that sugar. That's why you inhaling that sugar.
No. Not sugar.
So
Kool-Aid. Let's get right. Kool-Aid, not sugar. Kool-Aid.
I can dig it.
We gotta be. That's we gotta. I don't know what Kool-Aid, what sugar is code for, but I'm gonna say Kool-Aid.
No. I'm saying, but I mean, I'm talking about if you make Kool-Aid or that sugar that you inhale before you even drink it.
Is a modification. Yes, they do say sipping the drink delivers the same mood boosting. And I guess if the sugar doesn't increase your insulin and send your blood pressure sky high first, because you know how us black folk do. We like to put that sugar in our Kool-Aid. Thank you for joining me for tonight's health and wellness segment.
No doubt.
Come back and join me next week.
And number seven on that list, I know somebody that you can inhale to boost that mood in the right direction also, too.
There you
go. You dig me?
There he go.
939.
You know somebody in jail that can boost the mood?
I said, I know somebody that knows
Get
somebody.
Out.
You know what?
That's why number seven is not in this magazine. Number seven is the number of completion, folks. Remember that. It's a complete remedy.
To make every minute worth it, baby. It's for Usher, baby. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody
nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Like you. 943, that's Usher. Yo, that's a banger right there. TM Holland Radio.
Ooh,
coming to you live out of Tampa. That joint right there rock.
Hey,
if
you
like your business product or service here on the show, hey, drop us a line at TM Holland Radio Live at Gmail and someone will contact you. Hey, real talk, real people, real times. What you say, Say? That joint was tight.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, man, I like that one too, man. You're all welcome. But yo, put us through a little bit more about, give us some more information on that student loan jump off, baby, because I'm still trying to get that proper, man. I've been BSing. What's that about? Give us a little more info flowing
to us. But again, if you would like to know how you can reduce your student loan and possibly even eliminate the debt altogether based on your income. Hit us up, TM Holland Radio Live at Gmail, and you know we'll set you up, send you in the right direction. I mean, President Obama, during his first term, actually enacted a program to help to deal with the huge debt of student loans. And so, I'm not sure a lot of people know, but the number one debt in this country is our defense budget. That's the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, all that it takes to keep those folks in place intact. It costs taxpayers of the United States the most. That's our highest bill. The next highest bill is the bill we have on education specific to student loans. If you want some relief, hit us up, tmhymanradio@gmail. We'll get some information. Try to qualify you, you know, make sure that you actually are a good fit for the program. We don't want to send you over or refer you over or get you in the right direction only for you to be let down because of some specific things. So we're going to get some information, make sure that you are set for the program, send you right over. Who on this show has a student loan? Because I just got connected to the program myself.
Me.
Awesome.
Me.
I'm about $38,000 in debt myself. So everybody, it sounds
me.
Me, me, yeah. me, me, me. I got five hands
yeah.
up.
How much debt you save? How much you got student loans?
I'm looking at probably around the same ballpark that you're talking about, around mid-30s or whatever. And that's just basically really off of penalties because my initial was only 20-something that I had. You know what I mean? I had some grants and all of that good stuff going in there. But after default penalties, my joint spiked up to like 30, 40 or something like that.
Right. And so understand that that's a huge point. I'm coming to you next, DD. But mine started off at $16,000. And with penalties, default actually crept up to $38,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's something that people don't really understand when you're getting involved with loans that we are going to start educating people on. And, again, referring you to the account executives that can either eliminate or reduce your student loan significantly. We're the people who are making it happen for you. Real talk, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, Dickie, how much is your debt?
It's got about 55. 25?
Ouch.
55.
In most states.
55. Wow, 55,000 student loans. How
much was that you said?
How much of that is... hey. How much of that is default penalties and not really the actual loan?
The majority of it, I don't even, you know, I'm going to actually say this. $55,000 is what I saw on my credit report. That's what the goal is to pay off. The bill they send me, however, doesn't say that. It says a little bit more because with penalties and defaults and forfeitures and all that good. I know I'm way. I'm like, I think that thing was like 70.
Okay.
Wow.
But then
wow.
I feel, you know what? Honestly, let me tell you something. I've always felt this way. And
Do you have your master's?
Get out of here. No, I just went to a very expensive college for a very expensive education. Needless to say, and, of course, out of state, needless to say, I feel like this. I do feel like education should be free. Higher education. Everybody should have access to higher education. And we should not be in debt. We're in debt for generations to come. We are dying debt just to get an education, just to get a job, just to better ourselves. And we already start the cycle of the whole. I mean, come on, I don't even think that the ratio is 1 out of 5. I think it's less than 1 out of 10 people leave school without a loan. And that's crazy to me. So, you know, if I was Angela Davis right now, you know, I won't be paying the five, man. Martin said I'm not paying the five.
I ain't giving you jack.
I just don't think it's funny.
Right.
You know, they set you up from the word go. Because they already
make a good point.
Yeah.
They already know that they want you to get. You want to get higher education because you want to do better for yourself, and you know you do everything you can, but it's all maybe a little bit left over that you need a little bit more help with. And what are your choices? You know, so here you go with this wrong situation.
But you know how we help ourselves though to implement that without anybody's approval. You know, we do a better job of providing. Mentoring and role and positive role models to one another because our communities were stronger. And I think really it was a point in time where people were getting a higher education just through relationships. You know what I'm saying? But there's been such a breakdown in relationships, you know, to where, I mean, it's struggling. People are greedy. The government's greedy. I mean, but at the same time, we're at a point where things are different. I believe, Didi, personally, if more people stood up who believe like you believe across the country, higher education could be free because law could be enacted to make it free if we wanted to. We live in that kind of country, unlike other places where people specifically, let me just go in, say in other countries, women still can't be educated, let alone educated on a higher level.
Absolutely.
Because they might get kidnapped if they get educated.
Yep, and tortured.
That's
crazy.
Needless to say, at the end of the day, yes, I am contributing to the trillion-some-dollar debt that we have in America. I think my convictions have compelled me to a place where I'm just not paying the fines. However, at the end of the day, my righteousness says I made the decision to do so. Therefore, I am responsible and must be held accountable.
Absolutely.
So I will seek some type of help at some point.
Hey, we got some help for you for that $55,000. I can guarantee you, depending on your income, I can get that down, you know, excuse me, not I personally, but we here on TM Hyman Radio Live can help you and others to get that down through a payment that's reasonable. And if you're unemployed right now, and we know that's not your situation, but if you were unemployed, we could get that $55,000 bill down to zero. Hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. To find out how you can reduce or eliminate your student loan debt. Hey, we're going to take a pause, come right back. At the top of the hour, we got some Maya Angelou for you. Miss Angelou went on to be with the king earlier today, and we're celebrating her. Hey, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:53.
Honorable.
Living life on the road, on the chase for the money, cause the won't please us. Jesus told us there's blood on the leaves. Ain't no love in the street. Let her run into me and she wanted to meet. Now she with a G. Got your not wanting to speak. Hold up. Y'all my shot, she throwing us. Chain all lit all up. Porsche with the like, get on up. And my got that shit on her. Rock all magnets, I'm ballin'. I put red bottoms on red models. And no more red bottles. Straight bad legs, get everybody. Say Rick and Rose, we in here. Double MG, we been here. Straight from the north side, right by the projects, how did I get here? Sippin' on lean with a bad, from the hill, probably live there. And get money like me, and the photo wet need swimwear. Hold up.
I don't know what these geeking up. I don't know what these dripping out. Don't touch my suckers, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. Don't say my name unless you're suicidal. Too close unless it's suicidal. Don't touch my suckers, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you might be suicidal.
Suicide doors, ride around with a suicide. There's no love in the streets and the blood on my seat. Got suicide on. Going everywhere, you're not gone. Doing anything, you're not done. Woo. And I've been out to get it, you mentioned my suckers, that suicide gone. Right back to the money, no we don't play. Say my name and that's DOA. And all these changes say we okay. And we drink champagne, eat Frito-Lay. At lunchtime, do it for the one time. Only in that time, look at what time. Cause the YJ was down and the whole band is run now. Me and my Rose, that's my D-Bot, that's my hitter. You ain't doing wrong, long as you don't touch my hitter. Top finger, my trigger, smoking on strong. None of y'all can't with us, none of y'all got the bigger. Give me my song, and you ain't gotta like my picture. Leave a comment. Hold up.
I don't know what these geeking up. I don't know what these dripping out. Don't touch my suckers, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. Don't say my name unless you're suicidal. Don't get too close unless you're suicidal. Don't touch my suckers, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. You must be suicidal when we pull.
Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. I don't know what these geeking up. I don't know what these ripping out. Don't touch my sisters, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. Don't say my name unless you're suicidal. Don't get too close unless you're suicidal. Don't touch my sisters, I suggest you don't. Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white. Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Yeah. And you are in the future. Anybody who believes you. No, you know.
Can you keep up? Everyone you see is racing.
10:04, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Again, Maya Angelou has flown on a T.I. and Floyd Mayweather standing off out in Las Vegas. We've been talking about that much more tonight. Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, you can jump in to the conversation as we have rolled into the second hour, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Say James, Madam CeeLo Boston, taking the night out. Nick taking the night off, Hot Chocolate, rocking with us. Dee Dee tuned in. What up, Toya? And everybody else, wherever you are, thanks for rocking with us. Man, hey, we talked about the worst pitch ever. Man, this has to be the most embarrassing. Hey, he can write music, you know, he can perform. I think he's a good entrepreneur. But clearly,
he's a great actor, too.
He'd never be able to play baseball. He said he's a great actor. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he can't act like he can't throw, though.
Right.
That's what he can't do. Can't act like he can throw.
Wow. We're talking about 50 Cent, everybody. By now, everyone has seen the clip because they keep rolling it back. 50 Cent on the mound throwing out the first pitch. Man, I don't know if he hit somebody in the stadium or what, but it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he wasn't even aiming for the catcher. You know what I'm saying? Like he was trying to throw it to the cameraman or something like that.
Hey, so
I don't
know. What I'm going to do though, Sabe, and I ain't mean to cut you off, brother.
Now you good?
50's left-handed. I happen to be left-handed.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, we got to practice a lot because over the weekend, Memorial Day, as a matter of fact, day before yesterday, I played golf for the first time. Now, I've been on the greens. I would even say that I've played golf before. But I played golf, like, for real, like competitive golf this past Monday and went out there and kind of stunk it up, you know, on the first hole. But by the second hole, it was four of us. I had been watching and paying attention to the point to where even though I was using right-handed clubs and I'm a lefty, I was four. Hey, you got to practice.
You was getting the ball in the hole after that, right?
Hey, listen. Hey, they was joking me how quick, you know, they said because I was young, my cognition, you know, was worked better for me. Listen, I kept my eye on the ball. Just like anything, just like football, you know, just like baseball. I mean, you know, you got to practice. But listen, golf, say, we got to get out on those greens. 50, practice.
Yo,
going down 50 that ball, brother. Practice.
I want to get out there. I want to get out there on the golf course. I could putt pretty good. It's just the driving that gets me. Whenever I make contact, I shank it. My joint is I'm shankopotamus out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rare breed of dinosaur. I'm shankopotamus out there.
Don't
so
take
it's like,
the eye off the ball until you hit it. Hey,
yeah.
So it's practice. We're talking about golf. I don't know how many of you all have ever played golf, whether it's boring to you or not, but I'm telling you that that's the new thing. Golf is the new basketball at the end of the day, and everybody's doing it. You know, it's a thing of precision. You know, you got to, you know, it's about precision at the end of the day, precision and focus. That's the whole game of golf. So if you really want to get it together in your mind, hey, go out and don't think 18, because 18 holes could be like 6 or 7 hours. That's like all freaking day at the job.
Right.
Like literally.
Right.
I mean, I went out on the greens. The first tee was at 8:36, and when I left, it was 11:46. That was the ninth hole.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to work up to that, boss.
Nah, see,
I don't
like,
know.
Like swimming, you just got to do it. You just got to jump in. You just got to do it.
I dig it, and I don't mind trying. I mean, I want to try to get my feet wet in it. You know, for not to harp on the swimming pun, but you know, I want to get my feet wet in it for the most part. Because like I said, I do the miniature golf course all day, and I ain't too shabby on that, because that's where the money at, the putts.
So guess what?
I'm already put on to that.
The fact that you get the ball, like, you know, a half a mile from one hole to the other, the fact that you get it there, that punt is what really matters. Because the dudes that I was with, they could get it there, but I was the one that was punting it in the hole the most. And then I learned how to get it there and punt. So that putt-putt worked for me, brother. That putt-putt worked.
Right. I'm telling you, that putt-putt action, man, I get that money. That's where the bets come in.
No doubt. Hey, as long as we don't start hearing snoring from Plant City,
brother,
I think we're good tonight.
Because it's mad quiet in the background again, son.
917-889-3969.
Mad quiet in the background. You better put a phone on mute, son, something this time. I ain't going for that 2 times.
It's 10-10. We got adult conversation coming up at the bottom of the hour, 10:30. Hey, we'll be right back. TM Hop Radio Live. Hey, don't start snoring. Don't start snoring.
Your son, you better snap out of it, whatever you're doing over there. You better stop it. I don't trust you no more when it comes to this silence. Whatever, all right, we're going to music. Hope this will wake her up.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send a call out, 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 send.
Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:14 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Yes, I am awake, people. There is no snoring going on. I have scarred Save James for life, literally, by falling asleep during his adult topic segments. I'm forever sorry. for making you go through these fits
every
time.
And my man just laughing back there.
Every time
you
hear silence, I'm asleep, people. I do. TM Hyman Radio, I am your girl.
It's
Hot Topic, a.k.a. Rip Van Gigi, you know, every now and again when I have a hard, long day and I've eaten and had a drink. He is the general over there in stitches. Same James is over there shaking in his boots because he thought I was asleep before he came back from the
I ain't shaking him nothing, damn it. Y'all kiss my ass. Y'all think this is funny.
Oh man! I mean, you'll feel like this every time you bring it up. So, I mean, I would just leave it alone.
you just make sure you make noise. You make some kind of movement back there. You know, knock a pot pan over, break a dish or something.
He said, "Knock a pot pan."
You know, sneeze. You know, sneeze or something. Let me know you're still with us.
There were sounds going on in the studio that I did not deem necessary for our audience to have to endure. So, okay.
Understood. All right. Much respect.
I try.
Hey, 10:15 on the East Coast. Hey, it's 7:15 in Compton, California. What up? Hey, Dr. Dre, man, big up to you. And, man, everybody who... associated, who going to take part in, you know, somehow, you know, spreading the love. We're talking about that $3 billion love. He just
yes.
No, wait a minute. $3.2 billion love.
Excuse me, sir. We can't leave off the million right there.
Yeah, can't leave off that $2 million out there.
Yeah, that, definitely. $3.2 billion.
Mm-hmm. $3.2 billion merger.
Yes, of course. So the West Coast is celebrating in a major way. Hey, and so Dr. Dre, dude, I mean, come on, man, you came a long way. N.W.A. all day.
Well, hey, the world class wrecking crew.
Wrecking crew, world class
wrecking
crew
with the shiny suit and the Jerry curl.
Shiny suit. He was the original shiny suit man.
Yeah,
talk about it. He's like a walking strobe light. Disco ball. He was a walking disco ball, son.
Yes. Gorgeous
Bond with the high waters and the penny loafers on. Everybody remember that?
Right.
We saw the cover, Dre. We saw the cover.
Right.
But now with that $3.2 billion, you can say and have on and wear whatever you want.
He's a contender. He's a contender, and I think a very realistic contender for the Clippers.
Yes.
Somebody who really, you know, would love to have ownership stake in the Clippers. Although, you know, I hate to talk about it, but it's interesting news. You see Sterling's fighting back.
He's a lawyer. He's going to do that.
But it's so funny to see him gone through so many different ways of trying to get out of this. Now it's the conversation that was recorded between two people who were in love was leaked, you know, illegally, and, you know, it wasn't something that should have been heard. But before, you weren't in love with her. She, you know, it wasn't
regardless.
Even like that. She was your assistant.
He would have to sue her. I mean, it's still not that they couldn't use it. It's out now.
Right.
Now,
right.
Sue her.
That's a civil suit at the end of the day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I watched enough of Law and Order to know that much.
Yes, exactly. That's a civil suit at his best. At his best, that's the most legs is going to have on it. He could sue her for the money that he's been tricking on her with. That's it. That's all he's going to get.
Nothing criminal.
Kobe kept his receipts. Nothing criminal. But you peeked the funny stuff too. How he tried to turn over the negotiation to his wife.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she can have the final. So she can have his say in the matter.
But they're
you know what
estranged.
I mean?
How does that work?
Oh please, whatever. Strange these. They're not estranged at this point. Once they're trying to keep that name. They're trying to keep that hold on that organization. So. You know, but it's like, you know, like we said before, man, you,
You're making $1 billion. You want to sell it for about $2 billion probably off of a franchise that you only put $3 million in with. Like, listen to what I'm saying, only $3 million, right? He put $3 million in, had the other 12 financed for him to buy the franchise back in the 80s, and now he's selling it for $1 billion. Sound like a $2 billion. Sound like a come-up to me, son, as far as I'm concerned. $3 million turned to $2 billion? I mean,
let me tell you what he's afraid of and what he's really fighting not to have to do. You know, he's fighting because if he sells it, clearly he's going to sell it for the highest amount. And regardless what he's set to earn, he's going to have to pay right now in the United States those capital gains.
Absolutely.
Which is going to eat up about half of it.
Well, he's set for life anyway, so what does it really matter?
But that's the one reason why he's pushing back right now, because he doesn't want to have to deal with the capital gains, and that's coming directly, you know, from those representing him.
Now, I'll submit to you this, though. How is it going to look in the grand scheme of things if the highest bidder looks like one of us, and they deny it and give it to somebody that looks like one of them?
I think as long as they can explain it, business is business.
I understand that. They better be able to explain that. Cause that's what I'm saying, because, like, you know, cause like you're saying, Dre is in position to do it. We've heard in the winds that Oprah's in the position to try to pull the trigger on something like that. We hear a lot of influential, you know, African-American folks that are of the higher tax bracket that can put in onto this bid, you know, are in the whispers of it. But, you know, if somebody like I don't know, just throw a name out there or whatever, that may be of another faction of race that comes out that may not be able to match their bid or outbid them, and they give it to them or whatever, they're going to have to explain that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Or else that's going to be another
that's a private transaction, though. I mean, so really, nobody has to. I mean, you know, I mean, we can sit.
But it's up for open. I think it's up to the. I think it's up in the open market for bidding. That's what I'm saying. You know, let me get the. You know, I guess we need to get more research and facts more on it. But I'm just, you know, trying to play devil's advocate.
It's the NBA. I mean, because I'm like you. I don't know really the guidelines, the rules, right? But is it the NBA that actually, I mean, is it a transaction through the NBA? They're responsible, right? They're the ones that handed down the decision as far as the punishment, what they wanted to do. So I'm thinking anything league-related has to go through the association itself, right?
Yeah, I believe that because it's a private entity.
Right. And so, I mean, just like, they didn't consult with the public, or they didn't consult with people when they handed down that decision. I'm just saying it's a private transaction at the end of the day. They'll just have to deal with the media, you know, frenzy around it if it's not a equitable decision, or if it's not I'm thinking if it's just not a transparent decision that's made as far as the public goes. But they could take a posture like tell with the public. We really don't care. This is about the NBA, not the public or the government.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah. I feel you. I don't know enough about the rules.
Me neither.
But I do believe you make an excellent point that all eyes on that transaction, because there's a lot of people that's standing. Yeah.
It's going to be under the microscope. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And to be under the microscope.
Hey, it's 10:23. Hey, we're about to roll into adult conversation coming up 10:30. We'll pause for the calls. Come right back. Hot chocolate, Shake James, Madam CeeLo Boston. I think Dee Dee live out of VA, still hanging out. Tampa here. We'll be back. Hump Day Wednesday. Thanks for rocking.
Can the headphones go louder? Kanye West. Yeah. The Swag King Cole. Yeah. DJ Khaled.
Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no jaws. Dinner with Anna Winter, racing with Anya Rubik. I told you, motherfuckers, it was more than the music. In the projects one day, the project one way. We done heard all that loud ass talking, we used to it. I'm from where shorty stuff up, double cup up. Might even kill somebody in YouTube it. So whoever think they words affect me is too stupid. And if you can do it better than me, then you do it. We slide in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachute, we made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. And the whole industry wanna fuck your old shit. Only nigga I got respect for is Wiz. And I'll admit I fell in love with Kim. Around the same time she had fell in love with him. Well, that's cool, baby girl, do your thing. Lucky I ain't had Jay dropping from the team. La Familia, Rock Nation. We in the building, but still keep it basement. Flying in the parakeet, floating with no parachute. $6,000 parachutes, I made it to the Paris News. Don't talk about style, cause I embarrass you. Shut the fuck up when you talk to me, for I embarrass you. Good music, we fresh, we fresh. Anything else, we detest, detest. If ass niggas get ass and breath. All that said, let me ask this question. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without, don't talk to me about style. I'm awfully fucking embarrassed you. Talking about clothes, I'm awfully fucking embarrassed you. Calling about some hoes, I'm awfully fucking embarrassed you. Way too cold, I promise you need some Theraflu. Get the Theraflu. Get the Theraflu. Get the Theraflu.
It's Chicago, nigga. Southside, we in this. Eastside crazy, blow that loud. Low end, 39th, the Icky, 47th Street, Garfield Park, 79th, Stony Island, Cape Town, Wild Hunters, the Shottown, Rome City, the Village, Harvey World, O'Block, 64th Normal, 64th and King Drive, what up? 83rd, Cottage Grove, the Garden, the Chicago, the Dearborn, 55th, Cabrini Green, Terra Sound, Westside, Rocky Town, in Chicago, Hustle to the Ida B. Wells, North City, the Manor, London Town, Chirac, Illinois, the DJ Barrett, up around to get embarrassed.
p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio Live Hump Day Wednesday. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. Save James the General, TM Hyman, joining us as well. And if you'd like to advertise your business, product, or service here on TM Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you. Again, that's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We are real talk, real people, real time. That was Kanye West, one of the newlyweds this past weekend. Congratulations to Kim and Kanye on their nuptials. It's official. The countdown is on to see how long it will last, if it will outlast the 7 3 days that she was married to Chris Humphries, or, you know, what. Here, Vegas is going crazy with the eyes.
When did she divorce Chris Humphries, though? I mean, I didn't realize that he actually let it go.
It was in the process. It was in the process of Kanye locking that down.
Basically, yeah. Like, he proposed a few weeks after it was official. So, yeah. They are.
So, like, she jumped right out. Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But,
I mean, I don't know why people putting bad, you know, putting their mouth, you know, on her and putting bad things in the atmosphere about them. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I think when we do that, it makes it. It makes it more important for them to beat the odds.
Right.
You know, I think the whole thing, you know, with Bobby and Whitney,
you know, she pressed harder to be with Bobby, probably even when she knew she wasn't supposed to be with him, only because of the pressure of the public that it wouldn't it wouldn't last.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So come on, let's get it together.
Well,
folks.
I mean, you know, Bobby and Whitney shared a separate, different dynamic than the rest of the world knew about until it came out 10 years later. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I'm saying, though. You get.
No, I think where you're coming from. I mean, there was a lot of uproar about it when it first found out they was together and it was serious and they got married and then. You know, she, quote-unquote, got turned into a thug because of him when Whitney was from Newark, New Jersey, where
to
the
begin
home
with
a lot of thugs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's
she was
like
just a pretty
thug. You know what I mean?
That's it.
She was a pretty thug that was able to mask it for a little while longer than Bobby was, and that's all that was,
yeah.
Bottom line. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it was two peas in a pod. So, hopefully they figure it out. You know, you don't want to wish any malcontent on them, but the way Hollywood structured with their marriages and the divorce rates, it's, you know, highly unlikely for it to last a long time. But, you know, to them, more power to them. Hope they get it right.
Hope
they can sell the theories. You know, I mean, absolutely. I don't want to see any. I support family structure. You know what I'm saying?
Kanye's so crazy, though. If it don't work out, he's killing everybody else. Everybody.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Without further ado, save James in our adult talk segment.
I'm not gonna play my adult talk music because I'm gonna preface it with some different kind of music because it's gonna kind of go into the point of what I'm gonna talk about a little bit tonight.
Oh wait, where
you
my
know,
Timberland? Where my Timbo's at? Hold
yeah,
on.
you need a champion hoodie with this joint too, a 40 ounce,
uh-oh.
And a Philly blunt in your ear. But remember niggas were smoking Philly? This ain't the White House. But
you took it back early
90s. Yeah, early 90s. But yeah, this right here, the name of this song is Outta Here. KRS-One, Outta Here. If those are my people that know bang with me, follow my post on Facebook. I dedicated this song to the young brother Aaron Hernandez because with the recent dealings that has been brought to light of his buffoonery in the Boston area, he's out of here, man. We're not going to see, this boy's not going to see the light of day ever again, you know, on his own terms. They just pinned, now this is all quote-unquote alleged, but they have an eyewitness that accounted for the complete rundown of the situation that is facing him now with two more bodies in a double homicide drive-by shooting that he conducted by himself back in 2012, the summer he got signed to that $40 million contract extension with the New England Patriots. Okay, let me repeat that number again. $40 million. Okay, he was 22 years old at the time when he got that $40 million. All right, now, this dude, you got to ask yourself this question. What had to happen in that club that was so egregious that it made him get out of character that much to where he had a plot on killing these folks that night? Well, I'm going to break it down for you what happened. There was a minor brushing of shoulders, or however you want to put it. Basically, somebody else spilled his drink accidentally. And he started getting all hot under the collar, pacing back and forth, talking to my dog, they trying me in here, they disrespecting, they trying me. His man was trying, now this is his man that's trying to calm him down, that reported the story to authorities or whatever. They trying me, nah, it ain't going down like that, you need to calm down. So then they leave, and then when they leave, they go down to another bar or whatever. And, you know, I guess get a little more slizzard. And this is about 3 in the morning now. So they come out the joint. He has an SUV from a dealership that they was loaning to him as a promotion to use. And they went and got the car, followed them to the gas, to the parking lot where they parked their car, waited for them to get out the parking lot to a stoplight, pulled up alongside of him,
thought he was in Menace Society, he said, yo, what's up now, nigga? Bang, 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 bang. Deaded both these cats at the light and then sped off and then tried to ditch the car at his at some homegirl's crib out in Hartford while the dealership is still calling him, trying to get the car in to give him a new one and to service it because he's had it over 3 months and they know he needs an oil change if he's been driving it. Ignoring the calls, and then when this whole shooting stuff comes out about the last cat that he killed, they find that truck at the same girl's house who he was in contact with that the phone record showed after the shooting. Thus, the hint of the song, Outta Here. To rap for this dude, man. And it's sad to see that this dude just threw his life away over a spilt drink. A spilt drink. Alright, now, I spilled somebody's drink before in the club. I don't know if y'all remember the comedian Shouted. I was from Atlanta. He was at that thing. What my name? Shouted. What my name? Shouted. Okay. Uh-huh. Same situation happened to me with him at a club. He was at, I think this was the old Velvet Room that was popping back in the day in Atlanta on Peachtree before it moved some big joint out in the county or whatever. It was an old Velvet Room. And I'm going to forget it. Ghostface and Petey Pablo was in there that night or whatever. Petey Pablo. It shows you how long ago this was. Petey Pablo. Okay? And I bumped into him by accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it was a ledge. He was, like, on the VIP. He was on the inside of the VIP section. And there was a ledge right there where people would sit their drinks on. And it was, like, a partition between the VIP and the dance floor. That's what, this, that's what the ledge served as, a partition. And people sitting there was a little ledge, and there people sit their drinks on, excuse me. And I didn't see it, so I leaned back on the ledge. And I knocked his drink over. And I said, oh, that's like, oh, my fault, you. I didn't know that was your drink or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm saying? And he looked at me like, damn, ain't you going to buy me another one? I said, no. Huh? I said, I apologize for knocking your drink over, dog, but I ain't going to buy you nothing. Like, you know, you shouldn't have been putting it up there if you see people leaning on it, as far as I'm concerned. And then his people's looking at me. I was wondering, what other cat or whatever? He looking at me. I'm looking at them. They're looking at me. I'm looking at them. They're looking at me. I'm looking at them. I'm like, look, I'm like, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm not buying you another drink, so that's out the question. But I'm saying to be in a situation like that, it's for it to escalate to somewhere somebody lose their life over. You know what I'm saying? I think, and I mean, for it to be a football player, professional football player for the New England Patriots, it ain't like you won the Cleveland Browns or, you know, the Lions or the Oakland Raiders. It ain't like you're on a bum team. You want a team that's
disrespected in some kind of way. I mean,
but what I'm saying,
to act out like
I understand
that.
I understand that, T, but you got to be able to pick your battles wisely, dog. I mean,
he was in a club where alcohol played a role, though.
I understand that. I mean, it's not making an excuse for it, but I just don't believe that something that minuscule could be blown up out of proportion to that magnitude. I just think that's just totally just, you know, buffoonerific, you know, if you consider it in my book. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel bad for him because this is three bodies that he has in a matter of 2 years. That's being pinned on him. That we have, you have eyewitness accounts and surveillance. Because the thing about it is, when the accounts were reported, they went back to the surveillance cameras of those areas of that time frame and saw exactly how it was put together, the same way it was reported. And he still pleaded not guilty, what I guess he's supposed to do. But I'm just saying, it's like, dog, if they got you on camera plotting and scheming, waiting for these cats or whatever, and, you know, come on, man. Like, what are you doing out there? What are you doing out there, man? Like, you are not in the gang anymore. You know, it just blows my mind. And my thing is this, and not to say I'm not condoning this activity, but if you're a millionaire, dog, if you need somebody to be getting rid of, you're a millionaire. I know a couple cats out there that's hungry enough to do it for a couple G's. All right, and they don't care what the repercussions are. We'll get rid of somebody. I'm pretty sure there's ways you could have done it a whole lot easier than you being the main benefit, the main cause of it, if you really want to do that. I'm not condoning the activity, but I'm just saying there's a whole lot smarter way you could have taken care of something that you was feeling that bad, that you was feeling that aggressive about. That, I don't know how y'all feel about that.
Just because we get sick don't mean that we smart. Because clearly...
True. I guess so.
Pretty dumb.
Yeah, that was just pretty dumb. Pretty dumb. So, yeah. He's out of here, man. They're going to put him under the jail after this one, man. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. But he's done.
Let's pause, come back. Hot Chocolate, I want to hear your perspective, a female perspective on this. I mean, because, I mean, $40 million down the drain, it just doesn't make sense. Hey, we'll be right back. It's 1040, TMI Home Radio.
Who y'all talking to, man?
LOX.
Let me see.
You know we have to do this, right? Feeling like I just got shine. Feeling like these hoes don't mind. But I know they ain't loyal. If I leave them out too long, they'll spoil. Oh, I can tell she wanna thug though. Burn her on me, mad ice in my ear blow. Had to take her to my other crib. Never bring her around where my baby mama live. Pop bottle, get a Dutch, let's burn up. Fuck a movie, all she wanna do is turn up. She just wanna come to my shows. I done did everything but trust these hoes.
When a rich nigga want you, and your niggas can't do nothing for it.
Clear wax oil. Used to sling girl out aluminum foil. Got your bitch eyes like she just got foil. Now she want me to play with her. I just lit up a J with her. Now she want me to stay with her. Better have four other bitches to lay with her. Cause my wife gon' kill me. Got five bitches to hit, she might feel me. But them hoes ain't loyal. Get down to dirty, some like soil. You a rich nigga, they floor you. You a broke nigga, won't call you.
When a rich nigga won't you, and your nigga can't do nothing for you.
You was in the heights with Toyas. You in the shorts, they let niggas dog you. And that's a fact. I took a rich nigga bitch, then I passed the back. We just did a couple shots, blew half a sack. Think about it all the time, cause the ass was fat. Got you open like a kid in a candy store. Oh, you stay away from it, they just hand you more. Later on in life, you'll understand me more. You just need to know that her pussy can't be yours, sucker.
Come on, come on, girl, why you crying? Can you show me something? When I call her, she gon' leave. And I bet the bottom dollar she gon' cheat. Come on, come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. You done spent your bread on her, and it's all for nothing.
Yeah.
When a rich nigga
won't
you,
want you, baby.
Yeah, and your nigga can't do nothing for you.
Do nothing for you.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Oh, no.
417-889-3926. Y'all know the number already. Say it enough. Call us sometime. We want to hear from you all. Don't be scared. I'm not going to get on you guys too much. Call me up. Talk to me. Talk to all of us. We're here right now. TM Hyman Radio Live. It is approximately 10:44 on the East Coast. We're still looking at around 9:44 out in Indiana. They're holding on with their dear life. It's only a six-point lead now. Indiana has a lead now. They took over. Lance Stevenson has been getting in the head of Dwayne Wade, and we're getting in under their skin. And I like that dude, though, man. He plays with heart. He's the only one on that team that's playing with heart, him and David West, for real.
David West. He's made of this series.
You know what I'm saying? So him and David West are keeping the lifeline flowing. This big BFN cat, Roy Hibbert. Oh, if y'all know BFN is big for nothing. How you 7'2" don't get zero rebounds in any game that you win? Any game.
The BFN.
I don't give a damn if I'm BFN. He a BFN cat, man. Word is by. Come on, man. What you doing out there? 7'2"
wow.
Can't get zero. Can't get one rebound. You can't get one rebound for real. One rebound? Not one.
I'm going to have to use that BFN. I like that. Big for nothing.
Big for nothing, B. But yeah. As I'm speaking, though, they cut it to a two-point lead now. Miami's going to take this thing from them. Anyway, does Pride cost $40 million, man?
Pride should not cost.
Gina, throw that at me. I mean, let me know how you feel about that.
Pride really shouldn't cost anything, and for the asinine amount of pride that you, I guess, would need to have because someone spilled a drink on you, and that was supposedly an act of disrespect because there was no apology. There's so many levels of things wrong with that picture and with that scenario and with that particular person right there that it just, it's not worth 40 mil, not to me.
40 million, son.
He could have let that go and, you know, probably would have had more of an impact on the person that he was trying to get back at versus, you know, what he went and did needlessly taking lives, like, for a drink being spilled? Come on, man.
For a drink, son. I'm saying smack him, snuff him, you know, put him in a dope thing, choke him out till he go to sleep. Hey,
neither of those. Ignore him. All right.
Listen,
you could have verbally berated him and not put a hand on that man.
And it had
more impact.
I understand, but I'm saying if you have to go somewhere, if it pushes you that far to compel yourself to have to lay hands on this man, I'd rather hear about Aaron Hernandez beating somebody up in a club because of a level of disrespect that was shown towards him versus him killing somebody. Because
right.
What I was going to do, he would have got a fine from the commissioner, probably would have got suspended for a couple games without pay, but he would have still been able to play football. He would have still had that $40 million contract honored for him. And he would just had a little extra set of eyes on him for whenever he went out at night or whatever. He would probably been banned from nightlife activity while the season was on because they could do that stuff, you know, in the NFL. They did that for Dez Bryant. You know what I'm saying? So there's certain provisions that they could have put in place to save this, for him to save his own self from this nonsense. But I just think that was just totally jumped straight off the roof with that. He jumped straight out the window with that. No parachute, no safety net, no nothing. Just thought that he was going to be able to erase it. I mean, and sadly mistaken as he was, it's just unfortunate that still weigh $40 million over pride. Pride.
$40 million in priceless lives. Ridiculous.
Pride. Not to try to undersell the lives that were lost or whatever. You know, I understand that's always the ultimate end result. But I'm just trying to, you know, put a little bit of extra focus on the fortune that he had that others may have not have been afforded, ever be afforded in their life.
Right.
And it's just like, and it was so callously handled. It's just unfortunate. I don't understand what it would take to have to go that far to take a life, you know, over a drink. And I don't even want to say that he spilled a drink on him. I just want to say that it may have just been something simple that he spilled his drink, period.
Right.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
He just happened to be there, and, you know, it spilled on him. Doesn't sound like it was something that was intentionally done.
It wasn't intentional.
Like they were arguing, and he threw the drink in his face or something like that. So I don't
right.
know.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know, man. It sickens me to hear how these young men just throwing it all away. Don't even care. Don't even care.
Yeah, this happened about, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, 2012. Summer 2012. Summer 2012. And the next year, he got arraigned for killing somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And mind you, this dude that he killed was, he shot him already. Like, accidentally discharged the gun, but it shot him. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, this dude is just really just like, I don't know, man. The abuse of power and money that he had was just, I mean, it went straight to his head.
It seems like he thought enough to think that he was entitled to be able to do whatever he wanted and could get away with it.
Pretty much. And sadly mistaken, bro. Sadly mistaken, man.
Wow. Hey, we're bringing the show to a close. Got about 10 minutes left in the program tonight. Again, adult conversation. I mean, listen, folks. I mean, you got to be accountable for your decisions. Regardless of who you are, if you live in the United States of America, you got to follow rules. You abide by a certain law that you will be held accountable for. Your actions and your decisions. I mean, a $40 million mistake at 22 years old that cost you the rest of your life. Really? Nah.
The rest.
I'll pass. I'm good.
Word. For sure. I'm not with
it. We'll be right back. We'll be back. We're going to rock out a few more minutes. Hump Day Wednesday. Team Hum Radio Live. Wow.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Rock the straw cap, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This $10 like some crispy garlic, golden brown, addicted, but ain't nothing prescriptive. Baby clams from Montauk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up hot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school.
like they are, but they not sick. Money all up in my pocket, putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck, clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Fly coast up in an airplane, say these guys close, but these guys local. When they see me, they non-vocal, high as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo, steak and eggs in my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed, I'm there. All these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Popping young niggas out, rolling weed out of ounce. Now I got a bigger crib, rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
CM Hyman Radio Live, 10:55 p.m. We are at the end of our Wednesday night show, Hump Day Wednesday, here with the crew, T.M. Hyman, the General, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston was not
with
us.
We're going to Miami.
Tonight. We hope. Yes, we are going to Miami.
All right.
Get your tan lines ready and get your push-ups on because July 18th through the 21st, T.M. Hyman Radio Live will be broadcasting live and will be partying with the No Sleep Lifestyle crew, Sleepy Green, Curtis Edelton, Kim Wimbish, the DJs, SNS, DJ Biggs. They've got 5 parties that weekend. The party passes are only $100. They've got hotel packages. Go to the No Sleep Lifestyle Miami website for all the details. But, yes, T.M. Hyman Radio will be in the spot. So I need you to get it together.
All right.
We are there.
The thing is, you got to understand, I got to pitch this to the old lady, man, because we going on this trip.
You better get the acting right, bruh.
It's not even about that. It's just the timeshare thing or whatever, because we're going on the trip in the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we come back from that, you know, it's like I'm going to be turning around and go right back on another one in the middle of July.
Okay.
So I got to see what my nephew doing. I got to see my nephew doing because he's in AAU this summer, so they got tournaments. So I got to make provisions for all of that. That's what I'm saying. I gotta let y'all know how it's shaping up. But I'm gonna do everything I can to get out there. Because I've been working on the body for a beach. So.
Oh, Lord.
Didn't you ask me about that, Gina?
To be a part of your sales pitch. It's just supposed
didn't
to be
about. Didn't you ask me about that, though?
I did, but saying that you're going to be walking around all weekend with your shirt off is not going to get your permission slip signed. I'm just saying.
She knows that, though. She knows that. Please. That's not going to be a surprise to her. Trust me.
Back on Friday night. Back on Friday night for the Friday Night Cypher, where we will recap the weekend news and entertainment. And if you missed any part of the show tonight, you can go back and check it out on our podcast in about 15 or 20 minutes. It should be up and posted. So, any last words, T.M. Hyman Radio crew?
Peace.
That reminds me of like Police Academy, where Hightower went up to accept his award of valor. So he said his thanks and got the hell off the stage. And Police Academy, I'm going to watch Police Academy back in the day.
Yeah. Is that all you're going to say, though?
Be a blessing.
I'm going to watch Police Academy back in the day.
Yeah.
Y'all not going to sit up here and act like you ain't watched Police Academy. I heard it too. I'm gonna tell you what I told them. I'm getting that 315 off the rack at least six times a set. Come catch up. Get with me. I can teach you how to get there. Check my videos out. Save James. Save James on YouTube. Not that many views yet.
The shirt will be off, folks. We are that team, TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general TM Hyman. Save James.
Miami.
Yo, he got a great
DD. That's right.
Madam C.
Word up. It's not no sleep in South Beach. It's no shirts in South Beach.
Our boy Nokia is still out there on
tour.
Titties
out.
Drew Hill doing his thing.
Titties out in South Beach, son.
We'll see you on Friday. Everybody have a great night. Good night.
Miami.
And the shirt will be off.
Yo! Yo! You don't know! This time when we come in, we call the flatline. Everything in that is bomb class. Still class done. For real.
Big man. Women talk. Here are you fit though. Shut your mouth. Listen close, what we come for though, shut it down. Legal shot, no touch up on, enough excitement.
See him live, 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 see him